the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. Lundy, I hit a low moment in my life, or it could have been a high moment, depending upon how you look at it. So last night, I went to the bar, Cinco de Mayo, absolutely jam-packed, as you could imagine. It was quite the fiesta of adult beverages, and I get to the bar at like 4 in the afternoon, and I barely ate anything. I had way too much Don Julio, and then I'm like, oh, I'm kind of hungry, and oh, what is this beacon that is shining in the darkness? A Taco Bell, and I went to that Taco Bell, and it was a Taco Bell cantina, and they had beer, so I ordered a Modelo Especial with my 3 tacos, but I will say this, note to self, don't have too many adult beverages and go to a Taco Bell where everything is a touchscreen because it took me like 10 minutes to place my damn order. But I felt like a low person after the fact, but in the moment, I was on the highest of highs. So good move or bad move?
I'm imagining you going in, though, like incognito, like you throw on a baseball cap and like a pair of sunglasses. Like, I don't want anybody to see me come into Taco Bell.
On Cinco de Mayo. It was hilarious. But yeah, I got the sustenance I needed, soaked up the night, and I was in bed by 10 o'clock. So rolled out of bed this morning, got my NBA plays in for tonight's pair of playoff matchups. And here's how I'm going to approach these two games. Again, you got no Joel Embiid. That's the expectation that he is going to be listed as out, according to Shams Charania here at Stadium Sports. So if he is indeed absent from the lineup for the Philadelphia 76ers, I'm going to play Miami on the money line. And then Dallas, you know, they're down 2 games in this series, backs against the wall. Luka's been going off. They got to get Jalen Brunson to elevate his game, or Spencer Dinwiddie or Dorian Finney-Smith, one of these complimentary players. And I think they will rise the occasion. So I'm going to go with the Mavericks plus 6.5. So if you on an alt line, so if you take Miami on the money line with that Dallas alt line at plus 6.5 at BetMGM, it's plus 130. You willing to ride?
Yeah, actually, I'm willing to roll with that one. I think Dallas can probably hang pretty close, and definitely like in Miami. I mean, look, you know me, I'm not a big fan of futures, but I do have one on Miami to win the East, and I did it a couple of months ago when I got them at, I believe, plus 575, plus 550, somewhere right in that range. And so I'm riding the Heat. I'm going to continue to roll with the sixth man in his little snarl, little Tyler Hero snarl on his face. I don't even know how to describe that look, but I'm doing it right now, and I'm probably not doing it very well. I'm rolling with Miami, but I like that alt line with Dallas to go with it.
Yeah, it was the same look on my face. It was ripping through burrito number 4 last night at Taco Bell.
I'm just picturing, like, you're at the touchscreen. Like, where's Siri? I need Siri to order my chalupa.
It was embarrassing. I mean, the employees that were there were probably looking at it like, what is this dumbass doing? Just standing there, kind of swaying slowly back and forth. Like, that's not the best marketing move for Taco Bell, which is, hey, you have to order by touchscreen when half the people that show up there are hammered in, you know, at their restaurants anyway. So another story for another day. But hopefully the NBA will rock and roll and score as that little 2-leg winner. And we got some additional winners. Hopefully, fingers and toes crossed. Let's get to it on this Freaky Friday edition with another Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lenny, let's drop the puck and make some bucks. You know, quite the exhilarating and thrilling game with the Avalanche last night. That little girl's reaction. She was ready to pound the glass like the adults surrounding her, fist pumping, amazing stuff as the Avalanche held off the Preds in that game. And I know you were equally ecstatic. So let's score some winners tonight so you can feel that thrill again in your life. What do you like on the ice?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And, you know, I said it on Twitter last night. I was there at the game. My reaction was very similar to that young girl. I'm not going to lie. As an Avs fan, that was pretty exciting. And Cale Makar doing what only Alex Ovechkin has done over the last 15 years, which is if you combine the shots that were blocked and the shots that just missed the net, I think he finished with 24 shots in that game, which is an absolutely absurd number in a hockey game. Only Ovi has done that over the last 15 years, been at a number that high. It was insane. Let's go. Where do we go, Brad? We go to America's Wang. That's where we go. Let's go tonight. That's our first pick. We got Tampa hosting Toronto. Tampa bouncing back there in game two. I was actually somewhat impressed by what the Lightning were able to do. Now you send them back home, which is where they are continually impressive. They do like being on home ice, 27-8-6 in the regular season at home. And most importantly, when they've got the lead at the end of the first period, they are 14-2-2 at home in the regular season. And I'm actually surprised that Tampa is sitting only at a minus 120 on the money line. So that's where I'm going to go and take the Lightning. And the fact that they have, of course, Andre Vasilevsky, who will be in net for them tonight, just a phenomenal goaltender who has had a rough start. His save percentage through the first two games here of the Stanley Cup playoffs is an 879. Wow. This is a guy that had a 916 save percentage in the regular season. So I think we're going to see the better version of Vasilevsky tonight. I think he will do a much better job of stopping those shots from a very talented Toronto team. I still think Tampa's in trouble overall in this series, but I do think getting back home is going to give them a boost. So I will take Tampa at a minus 120 at home.
Bolt from the blue. Bet on the Lightning.
Number four.
All right, let's go back to the Stanley Cup playoffs, Lundy, and let's score another winner and roll into this weekend on a profitable high. What else do you like on the ice?
Let's go with the Wild and the Blues. They will transition back for game three to St. Louis. And this one, I'm looking at the total. It's sitting right now at 6.5. I am on the over in this one. If you look back at what these two teams have done, they have hit the over in 5 out of their last 6 matchups. That includes game 2, where the final was 6-2, carry the 1. That's 8. So that gets them up over the 6.5. Here's what's crazy. I just told you that they've been over in 5 out of their last 6 meetings. Brad, in 2 of those meetings, the total hit 10, and in 1 of them, it was 11. So these two teams definitely know how to score, and here's where it all comes together. Put a nice little bow on top of the package, the present that you're giving to mom on Sunday. That over at 6.5 is plus 100. I will take those plus odds, even money, Blues and Wild over 6.5 tonight in St. Louis.
Oh, sound the sirens and do it for all the moms out there this Mother's Day weekend. Score the over.
Number 3.
All right, Lundy, all the talk right now, not just in Major League Baseball, but a lot of chatter going about in the sports betting world is tied to the Cincinnati Reds and their streak of futility. If you have faded the Reds, I think you're up right now on a standard juice like 15 units on the season. They just continuously lose in spectacular fashion, falling yesterday the Milwaukee Brewers 10-5. Now, we've got a pair of sucky teams going toe-to-toe in the NL Central between Cincinnati and the Pittsburgh Pirates. So I'm not going to bet on the Reds. Maybe I will. I mean, they got to win at some point. And at plus 105 on the money line, I may sprinkle a little action there. Hell, I may even take them on an alt run line at plus odds as well. There's a couple of like $2.20 lines that I've seen out there with Cincinnati -1.5. But I think the best bet on the board is the over in this Buccos and Reds contest, which is at 8.5, -105 right now at BetMGM. You look at the pitching matchup here. It's JD Brubaker going up against Connor Overton. Now, Overton's got some decent stuff. 5 1/3 innings pitched. He's only had the 1 start, but he gave up 1 earned run in that contest. So he's at least been respectable. But the problem is the Reds bullpen is dreadful. 5.16 ERA. They are the bottom of the barrel in Major League Baseball in bullpen ERA as a result. You look at Brubaker, 20 1/3 innings pitched this season, 6.20 ERA. And the reason why his ERA is so high, twofold. One, he's got one of the highest hard hit percentages in Major League Baseball at 44.3%. So a lot of barrels have been applying to ball. And he walks a ton of dudes. 5.31 walks per 9. So that is a lethal concoction. And that's why his ERA is ballooned as a result. Now, the Pittsburgh bullpen, respectable by comparison, 3.89 ERA, but not exactly lights out. So in the end, I think this Buckaroos and Redlegs matchup goes over with ease on 8.5 runs there in the Great American Ballpark. Minus 105 at BetMGM. Fade or follow.
Man, you've got a lot of faith in a couple of teams that aren't very good.
They're terrible.
When it comes to runs scored. I'm just throwing it out. It's a lot of faith here to get up over 8.5. But okay, I'll follow on this one. I couldn't decide getting in to get ready to record this morning whether this was one that I wanted to fade or not, because I could see this being something stupid, right? Like right. 3-1.
You know, or it could be like 15-12.
Exactly. Or it could be one of those that makes it look like it's being played at Coors Field. I don't really know what to expect. I'm with you on the idea of trying to ultimately jump on the Reds at plus odds. But Brad, speaking of red, isn't that just sort of like walking past the roulette wheel and assuming after it's been, you know, 11 black in a row that it's suddenly going to be red?
Or it's going to be green. It's got to happen.
I just don't know if I trust anything. At some point, they are going to win. You're exactly right. But, this one, I don't feel super confident with you, but I'll follow at over 8.5.
All right. Come on, Pirates and Reds. Plate at least 9. Stay tuned for my top plays in the NBA playoffs, plus bonus time, not only in the National Basketball Association, not only in the NHL, but also Major League Baseball.
Number 2.
All right, Lundy, let's go to the round ball here. And wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Hopefully Adebayo scores the over on 9.5 rebounds. I've been continuously betting this, and last time out, we got hooked, on this prop. But it's at plus 100 right now, and I think there's really good value on this line at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look what Bam Adebayo has done. He has been over 9.5 rebounds in 3 of his last 5 games. Now, strangely, in the last matchup between the Heat and the 76ers, remember, no Joel Embiid on the floor, unlikely to play as well tonight. Adebayo was, like, allergic to crashing the glass. He had 1 rebound through, like, 3.5 quarters of play. Then all of a sudden, the ball started careening in his general direction, and he was a Hoover vacuum, just sucking up basketballs all over the place and nearly cashed the over. Finished with 9 rebounds, again, in that game, too. Again, without Embiid there, that's just a massive void, huge absence that the 76ers have had difficulty replacing. They're very undersized as a result and very vulnerable in the interior. So Adebayo should be a premier paint patroller tonight. Philadelphia has given up 45.5 rebounds per game in this series. So fade or follow, Bam Adebayo over 9.5 rebounds at plus 100, Lundy, available at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Well, I was going to avoid Bam because he burned me in the last game, because I needed him to get to those double figure rebounds. And you're right. It was like, where are you, dude? Come help me out here. And so I missed out on that as a straight bet. I also missed out on the same game parlay because of it. But the lack of Joel Embiid and the fact that I would expect him to not do that 2 games in a row will send me back to this well. So, yes, I will take the over. I say he gets to the double digit rebounds tonight. Only because, you know, I just like throwing my money away.
As I do the same exercise, I'm going to roll and smoke $100 bills as a result, but hopefully not. Blast those boards. Bam.
Number 1.
All right, let's go back to the NBA. And as I mentioned, I think the Dallas Mavericks are going to be highly competitive after licking their wounds from an embarrassing fourth quarter defensive performance. Or was it just the nuclear play, volcanic action in the eruption that occurred between Devin Booker and especially CP3, Chris Paul, in that game too? But I think Dallas does defend their home court. They're going to keep this sucker close. And as a result, Luka Doncic is going to go off. So here is a 1-game parlay. All Luka, all the time for do-it-all Doncic. Give me him for 30-plus points, 4-plus made threes, and 6-plus assists, Lundy, which he has done in all 3 of these categories and back-to-back contests. And in fact, you look at what Luka has done in this NBA postseason. He's averaging 33.4 points per game and 6.4 assists per game. And he is 20 for 51 from way downtown. So he's really shooting the rock at a high clip from outside. Phoenix defensively, you know, their defensive flaws have been masked by the fact that their offense has just been so explosive. But they have given up 46.3% from the floor overall, 37.4% from 3, and 1.156 points per possession. That is the highest points per possession yield among still alive NBA postseason teams. So, again, I think Luka and company rise to the occasion, fill up the box score, and he's going to score me a winning ticket on this one-game parlay. Again, 30-plus points, 4-plus main threes, 6-plus assists, plus 120. A whole lot of pluses there, Lundy, at BetMGM. Fade or follow?
I'll go with it because if Dallas is going to win, Luka's going to have to go off.
Yep.
It's just those are the two things that correlate. So if you think that Dallas is going to wind up winning this game, this is a great same game parlay for you. If you think Phoenix somehow jumps up, bites them, and winds up taking that very nice lead and winds up sitting with a 3-0 lead by the time the final horn sounds, then stay away from this same gamer. So this is really like a TYG for folks listening. If you like Dallas in the game tonight, this is your same game parlay to do. I do like Dallas to win one of these two games that's going to be in Big D, but this is a nice one to put together. The 4+3s, little bit nervous on that one, but the rest of this SGP I like.
Yeah, I think he's only had one game in which he's hit the under. He had 3 threes. I think it was like game one, game two of his return to the lineup, but consistently, I mean, he's jacking up like 10, 11 attempts per contest. So I think the threes, for me, not the biggest worry, might actually be the assist, but we shall see. It's bonus time. Let's go rapid fire style and get you out of here, hopefully on a high note, heading into this awesome Mother's Day weekend. It is indeed bonus time, and let's look ahead at the matchups on Saturday in the NBA postseason and some of my favorite player props there. Give me the under on Jaylen Brown, 24.5 points. As the Bucks, number one, adjusted defensive efficiency in this NBA postseason, giving up just 0.968 points per possession. I think this number is a bit inflated considering Brown went for 30 in game two. He has been under this in 5 of 6, his last 6 postseason games, and 3 of 5 in total against the Bucks on the season. Give me the under as well on Klay Thompson, 21.5 points, just a minus 105 juice right now at DraftKings on this one. Klay has been ice cold. 29% from the floor, 23.4% from distance in this series against Memphis. He's been under this in 5 of his last 7. And the Grizz are giving up just 1.061 points per possession in this NBA postseason. Speaking of the Grizz, Ja Morant over 16.5 rebounds plus assists. Got Captain hooked on this last game out. You know, he had the 47-point explosion, but just a pair of snowmen and assists and rebounds. So that's 16 falling just short by Yar, Captain Hook. But still, he has been over this in 6 of his last 7. He's averaging 8.6 rebounds per game in the postseason, 10.1 assists per game as well. And Golden State has allowed the second most assists per game and the fourth most rebounds per game to the opposition among playoff teams that are still alive and kicking. Major League Baseball, a little three-leg hit parlay. Keep Brian Hayes against the Cincinnati Reds. Hayes batting 304 and has logged a hit 8 of his last 12. Charlie Blackman on the road against Merrill Kelly and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Charlie is Chuck Nassi, 11 hits in his last 13 games and 6-for-12 lifetime against Kelly. And then the third and final leg, Tim Anderson of the Chicago White Sox in Boston to take on Nathan Eovaldi, who he is 3-for-6 lifetime against. He is registered a hit in 8 of his last 11 games. So Hayes, Blackman, Anderson, all fine green space, plus 167. Put that together there at the old FanDuel Sportsbook. And last, and certainly not least, a little strikeout two-legger on the alt strikeouts, which you can only do with FanDuel. Ton of fun with these. Give me Yu Darvish to get 6-plus Ks, and I'm going to slap that together with a little Bieber Fever, Shane Bieber, to do the same thing. Both those guys put out a half dozen butts on the bench. It's plus 115. And there you have it, your bonus time. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on social media, specifically on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. Follow me there, at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and review if you enjoy this podcast. Don't forget to get your mom some flowers before Sunday. Enjoy your Mother's Day weekend. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.